has joined. Has joined.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Is it just you?
I'm here.
More than
two of
them. More than one.
Mm-hmm. There's two of you. Okay. So we can begin with the Lashemi food. Today we study the sixth aliyah of Parashat Ki Tisa. It begins at Exodus chapter 34, verse 10, and completes at verse 26. This is a total of 17 verses, and we know the number 17 connects to the energy of goodness. Vayomer hine anochi koret brit neged kol amcha eseh niflaot asher lo nivru v'kol haaretz uv'chol hagoyim v'ra'a kol ha'am asher Bekirbo et maasei Adonai Yohewahe Adanu yo Yohahe dawanu heyo Kino rahu asher ani osei ma Shemar lecha et asher anochi mitzalcha. Hayom hineni goresh mipanecha et ha'emori v'hachna ani. I'm still here. yoteh ima shemar lecha et asher anochi mitzavcha hayom hineni goresh mipanecha et haemori v'hachnani v'hachiti v'haprizi v'hachivi v'haivusi.
Has joined.
Computer's jumping around today. Verse 12. Ishamer lecha pentikrot berit liyoshev haaretz asher ata ba'alecha ben yihye lemokesh bekirbecha ki et mizbechotam itotsun le'et mitzavotam ashaberun le'et asherav tikrotun ki lo tishtachave le'el acher ki Adonai yoheh waheh adanu yo yoheh dawanu heyo Kana Shmo El Kanahu En Tikrot Brit Leoshev Haaretz Vezanu Acharei Eloheichem Vezalchu Leloheichem Vekara Lecha Veakalta Mizifo Velakata mi benotav, levanecha vezanu benotav, achare Eloheichem, vehiznu et banecha, achare Eloheinechem, Elohim me'aseka, lo ta'asela. Et hag ha-matzot ishmor shivat yamim toka matzot asher tzivitiha l'moed chodesh ha-aviv ki bechodesh ha-aviv yatzata mimitzrayim Kho pater rechem li wikom mikdecha tizakar peter shor leaase ufes te peter hamor tifte bese veim lo tifte ba'arafto Bekor banecha tifte velo ya yerau banai reikam sheshet yamim ta'avod uvayom hashvi tishpot becharish uvakatzir tishpot V'hag shavuot ta'ase lecha bekurei Yitzir chitin v'hag ha'asif tekufad ha'shana Shalosh pamim v'ashna yarae Kol zichurcha et b'nei ha'adon Adonai Yoheh Waheh Adanu Yo Yo Ahidah Waheh
has joined.
Ki Rish Goyim Mipanecha Vahircha Ti Et Gulecha Velo Yahmodish Et Artsecha Vialto Alotcha Leiraut Et Pene Adonai Yo Hey Wahe Adanu yo, yo aheda wanu heyo. Elohecha shalosh amim bashana lo tishchat al chametz dam zivri velo yalin la boker zevachat hapasa. Reishit bikurei admatcha tavio, Eid Adonai Yohei Wahei, Adanu yo, Yohei Dawanu heyo. Elohecha lo tevashel, Gedi bacha levimo. That's the completion of the Hebrew reading, the English translation. Begins with verse 10. And he said, Behold, I will form a covenant. In the presence of all your people, I will make distinctions, such as have not been created upon all the earth and among all the nations. And all the people in whose midst you are shall see the work of Hashem, how awe-inspiring it is, that which I will perform with you. Keep carefully what I am commanding you today. Lo, I will drive out from before you the Amorites, and the Canaanites, and the Hittites, and the Perizzites, the Hivites, and the Jebusites. These are the six nations. But there should be 10. There should be 7, a minimum of 7. Beware lest you form a covenant with the inhabitants of the land into which you are coming, lest it become a snare in your midst. But you shall demolish their altars, shatter their monuments, and cut down their sacred trees. For you shall not prostrate yourself before another god, because Hashem, whose name is a jealous one, is a jealous god. Lest you form a covenant with the inhabitants of the land, and they go astray after their gods, and they offer sacrifices to their gods, and they invite you, and you eat of their slaughtering, and you take of their daughters for your sons. Then their daughters will go astray after your gods, and lead your sons astray after their gods. You shall not make molten gods for yourself. The festival of unleavened cakes you shall keep. 7 days you shall eat matzah, which I have commanded you at the appointed meeting time of the month of spring. For in the month of spring you went out of Egypt. All that opens the womb is mine, and all your livestock bears a male. The emergence of ox or lamb. And a firstborn donkey you shall redeem with a lamb. If you do not redeem it, you shall decapitate it. Every firstborn of your sons you shall redeem. And they shall not appear before me empty-handed. 6 days you may work, and on the seventh day you shall rest. In plowing and in harvest you shall rest. And you shall make for yourself a festival of weeks, the first of the wheat harvest, and the festival of the ingathering at the turn of the year. 3 times during the year shall all your males appear directly before Hashem. the God of Israel. When I drive out nations from before you and I widen your border, no one will covet your land when you go up to appear before Hashem your God three times each year. You shall not slaughter or sprinkle the blood of my sacrifice with leaven, and the offering of the Passover feast shall not remain overnight until the morning. The choices of the first of your soil you shall bring to the house of Hashem, your God. You shall not cook a kid in its mother's milk. There is a lot of commentary on this last verse because it seems to be out of sorts, out of sequence, because this is the famous, do not cook a kid in its mother's milk. This is the essential aspect of kashrut.
Has joined.
In an unusual action today, we are now going to read the seventh aliyah. The reason for this is we have the special maftir, and we will be reading that in our 11 o'clock class, where we will be studying the Parah Adumah, which is the special maftir for this coming Shabbat tomorrow. So the seventh aliyah begins at chapter 34, verse 27, and completes at 35. So it has a total of 9 verses. And as we discussed yesterday, the number 9, as we know, relates either to Hakma or to Yesod. And we would need to count the words of the Aliyah to determine which one it is, or we will be able to determine by understanding the essence of the message of the Aliyah. Essence of the message means the energy of the Aliyah. Verse 27. Vayomer Adonai Yohei Wahei Adanu Yo Yohei Dawanu Hei Yo El Moshe Ketav Lecha Et Hadivarim Haile Ki Alpi Hadvarim Haile Karati Eid Chaberit v'et Yisrael v'yehi sham im Adonai Yohei Wahei Adanu Yo Yohei Dawanu Hei Yo Arbaim Yom v'arbaim Laila Lachem Lo Akol Umayim Lo Shita Vayiktov al halukot et divrei habirit aseret advarim. Vayehi beredet Moshe mehar Sinai ushnei luchot haedut beyat. Yad Moshe Berito Min Hahar Umishe Umshe Umoshe Lo Yada Ki Karan Or Panav Ito La Yarachon will call Bene Israel et Moshe Behine Baranor Lana Vairu Megeshet Elav Vaikra Alechem Moshe Vayashuvu Elav Acharon Bekol Anasim Be'eda Vaidaber Moshe Alechem We Achari Kain We Achare Kain Nigshu Kobanye Israel Vayetzavim et kol asher diber Adonai Yohewahe Adanu yo Yohahe dawanu heyo Ito bechar Sinai Vayekol Moshe midaber Itam vayiten al panai Mesuah Uvo Moshe Lifne Adonai Yohewahe Adanu yo Yohahe dawanu heyo Lidaber ito yasir et hamasweh Ad seto wayatza Wedi ber el b'nei Yisrael et asher yitzueh. Ve'ra'u b'nei Yisrael et b'nei Moshe ikaran or b'nei Moshe. Ve'heshiv Moshe et hamasveh al panav. Ed bo led aperito. That's the end of the seventh aliyah in Hebrew. We'll take a look at the translation. Starting with verse 27. And the Lord said to Moses, inscribe these words for yourself, for according to these words I have formed a covenant with you and with Israel. He was there with Hashem for 40 days and 40 nights. He ate no bread and drank no water. And he inscribed upon the tablets the words of the covenant, the Esser Dibrot, the 10 commandments. And it came to pass when Moses descended from Mount Sinai, and the two tablets of the testimony were in Moses' hand, when he descended from the mountain. And Moses did not know that the skin of his face had become radiant while he had spoken with him. With him is Hashem. That Aaron and all the children of Israel saw Moses, and behold, the skin of his face had become radiant, and they were afraid to come near him. But Moses called to them, and Aaron and all the princes of the community returned to him, and Moses would speak to them. Afterwards, all the children of Israel would draw near, and the world, and he would command them everything that Hashem had spoken with him on Mount Sinai. When Moses had finished speaking with them, he placed a covering over his face. When Moses would come before the Lord to speak with him, he would remove the covering until he left. Then he would leave and speak to the children of Israel what he would be commanded. Then the children of Israel would see Moses' face, that the skin of Moses' face had become radiant. And then Moses would replace the covering over his face until he would come again to speak with him. That's the end of the English translation. Which Sephirah do you think these nine verses relate to? For me, the whole idea is the information that Moses channels to the children of Israel, so that Moses is acting as the Yesod. And therefore, these nine verses are relating to the Yesod. Does anyone have any questions?
I have a question.
Go ahead.
Okay, on verse 27, when you're reading, it says, inscribe these words for yourself. I was just wondering, because I know the other day you mentioned that the oral Torah was never supposed to be written down. And I'm seeing here where he's telling Moses to inscribe these words. And I just need a little more clarification on that.
Inscribing these words are the words of the written Torah, which is what's on the scroll today.
Okay.
When Moses first came down with the first set of luchot, the first set of stone tablets, which he broke, which he destroyed because of the golden calf. When Moses first came down, that Torah, that written Torah, is the same written Torah that we will receive when the Olam Haba manifests with the coming of the temple. But when Moses broke the tablets, he then went back up the mountain for 40 days. So the timeline is he came down on the 17th of Tammuz, and then he went up for 40 days, essentially begging Hashem to forgive the children of Israel. Those 40 days were essentially the 10 days left in Tammuz, and then the 30 days of Av. So then he had come down to tell the children of Israel that they'd been forgiven. And then he went back up on Rosh Chodesh Elul for the third time. When he went up the third time, he was helping Hashem, and this is where these verses are talking about. Hashem is saying to him, I'm not going to write the same thing that I did once before. So you need to write on the tablets what the Esther Dibrot are. And that's what Moses did in the third period that he was on Mount Sinai, which went from Rosh Chodesh Elul until Yom Kippur. And on Yom Kippur, he came back down with the second set of tablets, but he came back down for the third time. Is that clear?
Yeah. I just wanted to make sure I understood. Thank you. I appreciate it.
You're welcome. Are there any other questions? So you all have a beautiful day. We will have a class at 11 a.m. West Coast time, where we will read the Maftir, which is the Para Aduma, 22 verses, followed by the Shirat Shirim. Shalom Gadol to everyone. Be well. Much peace and serenity. Shabbat Shalom to all.
Shabbat Shalom. Thank you, Hanok.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Shalom. Shabbat Shalom.
Thank you.